I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
New. It's exciting. It's the sounds of Africa. For the sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa. minutes past 8 is your time. Sounds of Africa, welcome to the show, everybody. It is a beautiful, I always say it's beautiful because it's a state of mind. So I think it's a beautiful Tuesday morning. Sheila Sem, and of course I give you this show every Tuesday morning between 8 and 9.30. We kicked off the show with music from Angelique Kidjo, Celebrating Africa. So the title of the song is Africa. After all, we've got the FIFA World Cup going on right about now. It is a very exciting time for South Africa and of course for the whole of the African continent to shine in one of the sports that they do best and have done so in the past. It is a little tight. It is a lot of excitement, but I will be giving you a little brief news on what is happening in Africa's 2010 FIFA World Cup. You've just heard a track coming from Lorraine Clausen, Africa Calling. Of course it's calling. You got to watch the FIFA 2010. So it's calling. All right, I'm going to be giving you more great music from the African continent, talking a little bit about the FIFA World Cup. And as usual, at the top of the hour, we'll be giving you news in brief from the African continent. That is at 9 o'clock. Right about now, we continue with music, and I'm going to give you a track from one of South Africa's young bands. They are called... Should I tell you what they're called? Yeah, I guess I should. They're called Freshly Ground, and they actually did the song with... where is my mind today? I'm going to give you the lowdown on that after you've heard the song. How about that? I think that's a better deal. Freshly Ground.
You hear the news on the radio today. People have agreed to give their love away. I can't wait to be there in line. No, no. Politicians have agreed to honor and obey. They'll come down and listen to what the people say.
I can't wait to be there.
The group from Cape Town that has put Cape Town kind of on the map in terms of a young band. They're called Freshly Ground, and that was Doobie Doobie. It's a seven-piece ensemble from the mother city of Cape Town. Freshly Ground formed the perfect and unique balance of African rhythm and Western pop. They've won hearts and ears across the country and across most of Europe, actually, because they did a tour in 2006 and 2007 across Germany, France, and I believe the UK. And they did very well. They won themselves an award. They have definitely done very well, and most notably with this song, a delicious and perfect pop piece with a unique African twist. And it was from their it's got a specific brand of music that's called Maskandi, and that's the bit of the drumming and guitar that you're hearing in the background, which I think is quite groovy. The album is titled Nomvula, and it came out in 2007. And if you want a track of, well, if you want that specific song, it's on the CD called The Great South African Trip Volume 2, and you can order it online from African Cream Music. So that's African Cream Music. .co.za, and you can order yourself a copy of that CD. There's great African music on that CD. But we continue. The reason I was I was trying to remember Shakira's song, which is, I'm not quite awake yet. The Waka Waka song has got Freshly Ground in the background. That's the band that did the song with her, which I'm going to play for you right about now because I'm so fabulous and I just want to share the song with you so that, you know, you've got it back to back and you know what is what. So if you listen carefully, you will hear Freshly Ground in the background of this song. No, not what I was looking for at all. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I want to play. There you go. 20 minutes past 8, CITR Sounds of Africa. It's all about the FIFA 2010.
Llegó el momento, caen las murallas. Va a comenzar la única justa de las batallas. No duele el golpe, no existe el miedo. Quítate el polvo, ponte de pie y vuelves al ruedo. Y la presión se siente, espera en ti tu gente. Ahora vamos por todo, te acompaña la certeza. Mira, mira, sangre igual, porque esto es África. Mira, mira, esto es África. Oye tu Dios y no estarás solo. Llegaste aquí para brillar, lo tienes todo. Ahora se acerca, es el momento. Vas a ganar cada batalla. Ya lo presiento. Hay que empezar de cero para tocar el cielo. Ahora vamos por todo y todos vamos por ello. Samina, mira, Sangalewa, porque esto es África. Samina, mira, waka, waka,
from east to west. Mati, waka waka ma eh eh, waka waka ma eh eh. Tanga sisa mazimu ye, basi sis Africa.
Africa, jungle.
Staying in South Africa, the title of this one is Udakwanjalo.
Yeah.
even if you didn't understand what they're singing, that song is totally hot. Seriously. They were called Malaika, and unfortunately, like most trio groups, you know, difference of opinion, people kind of want to go solo, some do better than others, they get more light on them, the others have an issue, and they've been doing solo acts for the last 2 years. It was a group of two guys and one woman. The two guys had been playing semi-professionally, and they picked out the third member, who happened to be a woman, out of a choir. One day they went to church, heard her voice, and said, "We want you to be in our band." And they definitely created magic. Undoubtedly one of the hottest Afropop acts to come out of South Africa in 2005. Their single Destiny was one of the biggest singles in the country in 2005, bringing the color gap. Simple production with strong vocals, catchy melodies, making a very, very good combo for a hit, which is what they got. Their debut album sold 350,000 units locally, which is huge if you're a local artist in African country, any African country. It was only fitting, of course, that Malaika walked away with South Africa's Music Award in the year 2005 for the best-selling album of 2004. The song was composed by Jipilane and Bin Chang, which are two of the band members. Sounds of Africa continues on CITR 101.9. You're with me, Sheila C. It is 8:30 right about now. It's time to give you a message, and I'll be back on the other side with more music from the African continent. And in half an hour, we'll be giving you news in brief from the African continent.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
In South Africa, this group is called Bongo Muffin. The Way Kunga Kona, giving you nothing but the best of the cream. I turn it all the way up, then wind your waist like no other. I know it's morning, but hey, who cares? Great music, right?
I'm DJ.
Music coming from Salif Keita. Moving on to Mali right about now. Celebrating Africa.
Ça fait danser, oh,
fabulous music out of Mali. I think he's got the golden voice of Mali. That is Salif Keita with Africa. I'm going to give you another track from him right about now. It's titled Tekere, coming from the best of Salif Keita. And straight after that, we'll be talking about the 2010 FIFA World Cup. I love this song. Ah, oh, man. Gotta turn it up. I'm already dancing. I know it's in the morning, but it's the best way to start your day, right? If you start on a high note, you can't go wrong. Take care.
Capitaine, voilà bien neuf. ye la fiye masu se la burula aye ma ye la buru jamani abawila de français fonni ari tuba bu kan fonye tension madame tension madame tension secret.
Strength, dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Thank you.
Of Africa. This is music coming from Cypher Semenya. It's titled Angelina, one of the most upbeat and irreverent tracks of a journey so far in the creation of Cypher Semenya, one of South Africa's foremost musical directors and composers. It is a tribute to a woman with the groove of disco and the joy of high life as inspiration. And he's married to an equally legendary singer, Leta Mbulu. Semenya lived a life in exile in the U.S., returning home in 1990, but he is a formidable force in the musical industry in South Africa. Now, I did promise that I was going to tell you a little bit about what's happening in the FIFA World Cup, but before I do that, a little piece of news that I get in my newsletter is by a somewhat twisted humorous editor from a site called Joburg Live in South Africa, and I quote, unquote, "I don't know about you, but it's gone totally World Cup crazy. I didn't really expect it to be this excited. And maybe it's just at the thought of not having to work last Friday. But I'm literally counting down the minutes to the kickoff. And apparently not the only one. As I write this, there is a Vuvuzela marathon." A Vuvuzela is like a trumpet, but made out of plastic. The sound is almost like a cow horn, and that's where the basic concept came from. Of course, there's a whole lot of controversy around that specific item because a lot of the players are complaining that they can't communicate well because the vuvuzela is just too loud and too noisy. But it's part of the South African culture. I mean, you cannot have a soccer match and not have a vuvuzela. It just doesn't happen. It's like going swimming without your costume. Well, I guess you can, skinny dip, but you know what I mean. It's not legal if you're doing it in public. Most places, anyway. Yeah, so, yeah, there's a vuvuzela marathon happening outside. People are shouting, cars are hooting, girls are shrieking, and the city is practically heaving with anticipation. If you're not feeling it yet, you might want to see a doctor. This week's newsletter is also about the big WC. And that's public viewing areas, fan parks, awesome soccer-related events, and the coolest places to watch the games, and then have a little party. And South Africans are really big on parties. They have a barbecue stand with what they call boerewors. Boerewors are a sausage, but there's like 20 different types of shapes and sizes and color and spicing. It's a whole different culture. You have to go to South Africa to believe and experience it. Anyway, so that is the newsletter from the editor in South Africa. In terms of the matches, in Johannesburg, Mexico versus South Africa is 1-1. In Cape Town, Uruguay versus France, 0-0 so far. Let's see, what else do we have? In Johannesburg, Argentina versus Nigeria, 1-0 so far. And Korea Republic versus Greece, it's 2-0. And the matches continue. I'll keep you up to date if I have anything else. In Rustenburg, England played the US 1-1. So many draws, it's becoming boring. Personally, I think. I mean, it should be a lot bigger than this, you know? The opening match, everybody anticipated some serious action. I mean, I'm not generally a football fan. Mexico versus South Africa, 1-1 draw for first. I understand there's a lot of pressure. You know, first match, everybody's watching, but draw, boring. Should have at least gone into overtime and somebody had to win the bloody match. But again, that's just my opinion. All right, the time right about now is 9 o'clock. It's time for the news in brief shortly after this message.
Strength. Dignity.
Respect.
Beauty.
Self-worth.
Safety.
Confidence.
Choice.
Hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please. Strength.
I beg your pardon, it looks like that ad does not want to finish playing. Anyway, it is a minute past nine, it's time for the news, in brief. The news from the African continent, we start off with Burundi. An international monetary fund mission conducted a review of Burundi's economic and financial program backed by the fund's extended credit facility. The country's performance under the IMF program has been broadly satisfactory, according to Bernardin Akitobi, who led the mission. Burundi's real gross domestic product is expected to grow to 3.9% this year, up from 3.5% in 2009, primarily due to a substantial increase in coffee production and donor-financed investments. In Cote d'Ivoire, the persisting political standoff in Cote d'Ivoire is hindering efforts to stabilize the situation in the West African nation. YJ Choi, the United Nations Secretary General's special representative to Cote d'Ivoire, told the Security Council. The country was split into a rebel-held north and government-controlled south in 2002. In the DRC, a catastrophic shortfall may imperil the lives of impoverished people in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Radio France Internationale has reported. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs cautioned that only a small amount of the $820 million aid appeal for the African nation has so far been secured this year. The global financial crisis and redirection of aid to Haiti prompted the funding shortfall, said Fidele Sarasoro, the UN's chief special representative to the DRC. In Rwanda, members of the Rwandan parliamentary formally joined the network of parliamentarians on Millennium Development Goals. The network seeks to build the capacity of African members of parliament in helping to eradicate poverty while foraging strategic partnership and enhancing African visibility in their respective development platforms, according to Leonard Dilkon, head of the Nigerian delegation. The last piece of news comes from Somalia today. A further 17,000 residents in Mogadishu, Somalia, have been displaced by continuing fighting between the government and Islamist rebels in the last 2 months, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees warned. Some 6,900 people fled the city entirely, while another 10,200 transferred to more secure neighborhoods. The armed conflict has also led to outbreaks of cholera and acute diarrhea, according to the World Health Organization. 5 minutes past nine is your time. That is all we had for you in the news in brief from the African continent today. We continue with music out of South Africa because that's where the World Cup, FIFA World Cup, is being held. The next track is coming from the man known as the White Zulu. His name is Johnny Clegg, and he's known as the White Zulu because, frankly, there isn't a man who knows the Zulu culture. He's a white man, originally Irish, if you can believe it. But he moved to the townships where the black people lived back in the apartheid era and basically embraced the culture to the max, to the point where he dressed like them, and that is basically wearing nothing but a thong made out of cow skin. Yeah, it doesn't get more culturally embracive than that. So his name is Johnny Clegg, and this title song, well, the title of the song is The Scattering of Africa. Again, this comes from The Great South African Trip, Volume 2, and you can get this from African Cream Music. So it's www.africancreammusic.co.za, and you can order yourself a copy if you would like that music. I'm not going to say much more. I'm going to let you listen to the song yourselves and see what you think. But I think he's one of the greatest people. Johnny Clegg, a white South African of Jewish ancestry, heard the Maskanda guitarist play for the first time as a young man living in Johannesburg. And the rest was history, as they say. So here goes.
And we are scatterings of Africa.
It's exciting. It's the sounds of Africa. For the sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
Salama fellow gas.
Oh man, that's just fascinating. His name is Zola, and by far one of the fastest, in fact, I think he is the fastest growing brand, if not already fully fledged by now, South Africa today. Zola is a man blessed with many talents. He's a poet, he's an actor, he's a TV presenter and a musician. But an all-round nice guy. You know, one of those guys, you know, they get success, but it doesn't go to their head and they stick to what's true and they reflect what is happening to the society around them and do contribute to making change one step, one person at a time. It is 17 minutes past 9. We have a few more minutes, a couple more songs to go. Sticking to South Africa. You've heard a song by Zola, Umqwepe, and coming up next is a guy called Brix. Now, Brix has literally taken over the urban dance scene since 2005. The year 2005, in fact, belonged to him, and there wasn't a radio station in South Africa that hadn't blasted the song into a busty street office or shop. He had the whole country singing along like a choir. You know, let's all get along and party, 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 party. A collaboration with the producer DJ Cleo. The anthem, Sweetie My Baby, was born, and he really hasn't looked back or gone back. The single took off his album Face Brix, which sold multi-platinum billions of albums. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this song right about now. Now, this is a serious weekend barbecue song. I see all the ladies with the beers in their hands, shaking their booty. Well, you can just create your own images in your head, but it's a fantastic party song.
Collecting your la bolo for classy, baby, baby, baby. Oh, sweetie, my baby, baby, baby. Who's so talungu, my baby, baby, baby. Yeah, me tam piki piki when I ye muhamba la muya landela. Angitam kutaza mataleng, eh, mataleng, suni mataleng. Young it up, picky, picky, when I just an amala, where's the bambala? And it's from Kubas, my telling, and my telling, and my telling, that's why. Yeah, we are the Magdalene. Yeah, it's a song and a marinkel, my hot pen. Yeah, you go on the Zatuze. It's a topic of a Zella Santa Fikil and Lyskale. Then tell the Gugu Chigi Sama by Scott. Correcting your Kutaza Magdalene. Chessa.
This is a DJ Cleo production.
Oh, sweetie, my baby, baby, baby. Uso Shalom, my baby. Love the cast, baby.
From Briggs, giving you a little bit of diversity there from the African music, and that is Briggs out of South Africa. Sounds of Africa continues. We've probably got one or two more songs, but I'd like to send out a personal message first. I would like to thank everyone who sent their messages of birthday greetings to me on Facebook. Thank you everybody ever so much. I am truly touched. I know everybody's so busy out there. To actually take the time to send the message was great of you all. Thank you very much. And of course, a very special thank you to my baby, Ericus. Thank you so much for a wonderful, awesome birthday. Like extra, extra large happiness inside me right now. Okay, one last message before we play our last track. Coming from UBC.
The Calgary Folk Music Festival, a dreamlike balance of urban and bucolic, friendly and far out, super fly and earthy. Pioneering musical godfathers and grandmothers, plus rebels, romantics, and revolutionaries of the current decade. July 22nd to 25th at Prince's Island Park. Let the music take you around the world. The Calgary Folk Music Festival. Visit CalgaryFolkFest.com.
And this is our last track coming from Tando, another South African young artist who's made it big. 25 minutes past 9 is your time. The track is titled Ndiam Tanda, which means I love her. Coming up after me, of course, one and only.
I love Tanda.
Third Time's a Charm by Bryce Dunn. Until next week, I say God bless, one love, be good, and keep on celebrating life. You only have one of it to live. Diamtanda is the title of this song, so it goes out to Eric, because it means I love her, but of course I love him. Until next week, God bless.